Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome to the new Love Lift Us Up show, your number one station where Jesus shines with love. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us last night as we lie down in our beds, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for just blessing us and keeping us this day, this hour, and this moment, Lord. We're asking that you bless the station to reach lives, reach nations, countries, cities, states, towns, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing each individual who come on this show with a gift, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you, would you just keep us and help us to continue to live for you, Heavenly Father, and no one else, Lord, because you are Alpha and Omega. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, the verse of the day comes from Psalms 121, verses 1 through 3. And it reads, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from where cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keeps your will not allow you to slumber. I have read Psalms 121, verses 1 through 3. So therefore, we know that God keeps us and he maintains our lives. And now, the moment that you have all been waiting for. We're going to interview a guest today who is a Hurricane Katrina and Rita survivor, an opening act for the Gospel Dove and Stellar Awards, a woman who can praise and dance, but most of all, a woman after God's own heart. Introducing to some and presenting to others, Miss Julia Ganaway. Welcome, Miss Ganaway.
Thank you, Dr. Love. God bless you. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor.
Great. Okay, Miss Ganaway, can you tell us a little bit about your spiritual journey?
Oh, my spiritual journey began, it actually started in a private Catholic strict Catholicism Orthodox church with a French and European Cajun mother and a Cuban father, a very diverse household. Came from many losses, the loss of my father, the loss of the family dynamics of having both parents in a home, losses all the way up through the hurricane seasons and years. Loss of a home during a hurricane at a very young age, if anyone can remember, it was Hurricane Carla. As young as I can remember being 10 or 11, losing our first home in a hurricane. And it's been a journey. It's been a journey to adulthood with losses all the way up through. It's just getting through those losses. It's finding those treasures in the middle of the trials and tribulations. To the point of dance was my God-given gift and my talent and the ministering of the spirit of gifts he's given me. And that's how I expressed a lot of my worship in posture and demeanor is in praise dance, the ministry of wings, which has three area working platforms, actually, besides praise dance, spiritual counseling, and life skills for younger. The ministry of wings is geared towards the female generation, the female gender, young, old, of all ages, of all hurts, of all losses. And it's not I'm not on the other side telling you how to get through. I'm still there in the middle getting through, not waiting on a breakthrough, but teaching others, especially our womankind, how to break through the breakthrough
right.
to get there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Who is or who was your most influential person or persons within your journey? Because you said you danced, and that was a way of basically getting out of your storms.
Yes. A lot of my influence came from the secular dance world. At an early age, Katherine Dunham, being a part of a Katherine Dunham touring troupe, being a part of Alvin Ailey's touring troupe and gospel touring troupe, being able to choreograph for the Dove Awards, being able to choreograph the Stella Awards, being able to be in lead choreography for the opening of the Compact Center, Pastor Joel Osteen, being deemed the praise feet of angels worshiping by Bobby Jones Gospel at a rehearsal for the Dove Awards. I mean, it's all been influential journey, mostly by also the gospel greats in music, being CeCe Winans, going all the way back to the great gospel hymns of Mahalia Jackson, Helen Baylor. It's been those that have been in the storm, coming out of the storm, that has greatly influenced my way of praise, my way of worship, and my way of praising the Lord in dance.
Okay, great. So what is your vision within, for instance, the next year or the next 5 years, as far as you can see yourself spiritually and what you will be doing or what God will bless you to do?
Well, like I said, Wings has three working platforms. One is the praise dance team. I see that vision as an intercity praise dance team, of visiting and blessing different churches, praise dancing and organizing events, opening up for praise conferences and gospel conferences and spiritual conferences coming across the Texas area, taking it worldwide. WINGS is an acronym for worship in motion, nurturing grace spiritually. And under God's grace, we do many things and we have many strengths. Everything we need is in His grace and His power. The second area of platform is spiritual counseling for, like I said, the womankind. We have very young women that are in very hurting places, not knowing how to make the right decision, how to get through to that breakthrough, and how to break through that breakthrough to get to the other side. It incorporates spiritual counseling, spiritual just praying with, talking with, venting with, you know, not let the sun go down on our anger, says the Lord. Getting that stuff that causes that ball of confusion out of us. I've counseled with very young ages from 13 to 33 to 63. And we all go through the same things, and we do make it through. A third working and last platform of working with the Ministry of Wings is life skills. Skills for our very young people. They seem to have lost the niceties, the courtesies, the basics of the faith of tenets. Of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit, compassion, joy, love. They're not finding their way to these fruits, and it helps develop. We go through everything from nutrition that directly affects our children's behavior, especially in the classroom. And we go through wellness, head to toe wellness, and we go through character development, which incorporates behavior. So I see in the 5 years incorporating almost a Christian finishing school to incorporate all three platforms of the Ministry of Wings so that our young people and our not-so-young people can still fly in the grace of the Lord.
Great. Now, let me ask you this real quick as far as your vision is concerned. Now, you had a dance group in Rome, Georgia. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You dealt with the inner city? Yes, a very diverse group. Everyone from Latinos to our basic structure ballet WASP to our hip-hop to salsa to street dance. And we incorporate all that into praise because praise and worship is a personal posture and demeanor. Everyone expresses it differently. And that group was awesome. Everyone taught each other. Each one taught one, each one reached one. And it wasn't my vision and my idea of what this should be that was projected onto the participants and the students. They basically taught each other. We taught each other. When one postured one way to praise a particular way, another set postured a different way. And it all came together under the grace of God. It works. Anything with him in the midst, it works. And it was a very awesome group. We visited churches, we blessed churches, we opened for special events, we did intercity plays, Christian plays. Wings incorporated a lot of community projects and programs that brought forth into the Christian and the gospel area.
Great. And I really like what you said as far as wellness and nutrition directly affecting our students' success and behavior. And that's a real important component. I really like that. Okay.
It
I see that you're available.
And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that, and it's true, because we're seeing a failing of grades and a failing of tests, and we have students that don't wake up until 11 o'clock in the classroom. They don't hold a thought. I get a thought. And we, as the older generation, we have to train them up right, says the Lord, and we need to train them up right in how to take care of them and give them that energy pack for that day.
Correct. Great. Okay, and I see that you're available to work with praise teams. Tell us a little bit about that and give workshops. Tell us a little bit about
yes,
that. You touched
Yes, we under the Ministry of Wings, I go out, and certain churches and the diverse churches have their own praise in-house praise team. And sometimes mm-hmm. they need a little tweaking, a little work, a little more blessing, a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more of grace rather than man-made accolade in the dance. And I go and I teach and I minister in praise dance to various praise teams, Baptist, Methodist, Charismatic. It doesn't matter, the Ministry of Wings. We do, that is available, choreograph a special opening event of churches, special women groups, musical ministries, Wings go, and, you know, we go in. We'll pick from your team and your support group and your youth ministry, and we'll choreograph that and present that for you. So that is
okay.
available under the Ministry of Wings.
Great. Okay, and what are three words that you would describe to basically give us or paint us a picture of praise ministry?
I would say praise ministry come under three words from directly from everything from the word of the Lord. One would be dance. 2 Samuel 6:16, when the ark was brought into the house of Michal, Saul's daughter, she looked through the window and saw David leaping and jumping and dancing before the Lord till his loincloth fell off. Dance is the excitement before the Lord. It is moved merrily. The second word would be worship, foremost and most of all, reverence to our God and our Father, the Lord. And the third word would be praise, giving honor in personal demeanor and posture. That praise that comes from that gut-wrenching place within. So I would say to describe the Ministry of Wings and praise team would be dance, worship, and praise. No doubt about it.
Great. Okay, and you've given us a lot of information about your ministry, Wings. Now, how can listeners contact you?
For more information about the praise team and wanting your praise team, I use the word tweak, but your praise team brought up into that level of grace or the vision that you have for your church, for your praise team, or spiritual counseling for young adults. And even the wellness life skill classes, the spiritual life skill classes to teach character and self-control and behavior, which our young people, which we really need to be instilling more of. You can contact me by email at this point. We're just now setting up a blog and a website, which is not quite up and running yet. But you can reach me by email at Julie Ganaway, that's J-U-L-I-E, GANNAWAY 2012@gmail.com, and I answer right back on a daily basis. And again,
okay.
That's Julie Ganaway 2012@gmail.com.
Great. So to sum up our interview, your ministry is Wings, and you're focusing on helping youth and adults develop that whole person.
Yes, especially our gear towards the compassion to our female gender.
Correct. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for your time and thank you for your commitment to the community and our students and our adults alike. And I want to thank all of my listeners. And be sure, please be sure, to tune in next week where we will feature Dr. Johnson, the guru of student success. He is a author, and he was in one of my cohorts at Prairie View A&M University. So please be sure to tune in Saturday at the same time, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this is Dr. Love, and be sure to lift someone up in love. And until next time, so long, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.